Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real As Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Taylor Yates
and Paige Yates.
In this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
Okay, Taylor, how you doing today?
Good. Getting excited to get back into the school season. So my oldest is starting third grade. It's his last year in his elementary school. And then my middle is starting preschool this year. It's exciting. I think she's going to really, for my oldest, it's kind of like nothing's new. Now he just gets to be like the oldest kid in school. But for my middle child, she is like totally stoked to go to preschool and hang out with more kids. And I think she's going to really thrive there.
Oh, she is such a people person.
Yes, she is. For better or for worse, she is very observant of people and relationships and how to manipulate all of the above.
Oh, so she's got you wrapped around your little finger.
For me, you know, I'm always the bad cop in the house. So yes, but, you know, I'm probably the least influenced by her. But, you know, even then, it's harder to say no to her than it was to my oldest at her age.
Yep.
But we'll see. She's, you know, I think what will be interesting is once you go to preschool, the rules are not just for you. They're for everybody. So like there's a lot of social pressure to conform and like do what the teacher says you're supposed to do that just doesn't exist at home.
So. Well, and she's got a lot more competition for someone's attention.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, she's had pretty good, you know, ratio of 1 to 2. And so she's used
right,
to.
Right. She's been in the nanny share.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we will have an exciting year. You know, my kids love school. So we're just going to continue doubling down on something they love.
That is such an amazing comment that kids love school.
I know, right? Yeah, this day, kids these days. So speaking of going back to school, this month we are talking about getting your house ready to go back to school. And then this week we're talking about home organization tips to start off your school year right. So Paige, what are some good home organization ideas you've seen to make the school year start right?
So I think in a home, the key room is the mudroom. And usually it helps start off the school year if you can either clean out lockers, purge mm-hmm. things that don't fit anymore, mm-hmm. throw out those papers that have been sitting in the backpack since they came home from school, the last day of school in June. You know, start fresh. I mean, typically you have things in your lockers and in your mudroom that either don't fit, are in really bad shape, and it's really messy.
Right.
So this is kind of like when you turn your clocks forward and back, this is kind of the school year is a good time to address the mudroom. And then trying to find spaces in your house where you might want the kids to do their work.
Yeah.
If they have schoolwork.
Yeah, absolutely. I think spot on the mudroom, especially in New England where weather is what it is, using that mudroom as your kids' launch pad to start their day is really important. And, you know, you are totally right in that kids just pick up a lot of stuff along the way. They're like, they pick up stuff the way lobsters like pick up barnacles. You know, one of my favorite YouTubers is just this lobsterman from Maine. Part of his shtick is he shows you what lobsters pick up on their shells and they have to shed every once in a while. So I think kids are like lobsters in that they have to shed periodically. So they're like fresh, renewed, and can really like do all the things they want to do without being dragged down by the things that they've done already.
Yeah, and sometimes people don't have big enough spaces to have an individual mudroom. So there are ways to do that. Like you can put systems in a garage so when you come in, you're getting rid of some of that stuff.
Right. Or shoe racks,
or
right?
Or shoe racks or hooks mm-hmm, or... Mm-hmm. IKEA has little built-in cupboards that you can kind of freestanding that you can put in places that maybe you need that extra bit of storage.
Yeah.
Because between sports, subject matters, lunch boxes,
yeah,
backpacks, there's a lot coming through the front door when you get home.
Yeah, totally. You don't need it all to go throughout the house, right?
Correct.
No, it's got to get dropped off. So how about creating effective study spaces at home. And I can take this one because I live in a smaller home than you do. Like, this is not really a problem for you because everyone's study space was their own room. But in my house, a lot of our rooms do double duty, right? And that's the way we like it. The plus side of living in a smaller space is you see each other a lot in different contexts. But one of the things that we did when we renovated our house is we renovated our kitchen to really be a multi-purpose space, right? Because we have a big kitchen table, we've got a big kitchen island, and that allows our kids to have at least a couple spots where they can sit down and do homework. They also carry it around to like other parts of the house, like doing it on the floor of the playroom or on the floor of one of the bedrooms is a great place for them to do it. So, you know, the key to making those work is having a good cleanup routine at home, right? Like before you go to school, you got to pick up all of your Legos, you got to put them away, or pick up all of your books and stack them on the shelf. Because when you come home, you might want this space to do what you need to do.
I also think, too, one of the things that you did in your kitchen, which was inviting to do for kids to be able to sit and interact with their parents and not necessarily be eating, is you created more of a banquette.
Mm-hmm.
So the table, it's not just a kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
It's a large flat surface,
right,
and the ability to sit two or three kids in one area and actually have a parent supervising if you needed to.
Right.
The other thing that I think people do, and you don't have to have kind of a formal desk area, but having kind of small tables in their room, just a flat surface,
mm-hmm,
where if they're not on the floor, they could sit at a table and actually do work if need be.
Right. Right, exactly.
Flat surfaces are the key to success with all the homework and projects that you need to do.
Totally. And this is actually a major idiosyncrasy of mine, right, is how we treat flat surfaces. There's a temptation to use them as storage. Like you just plunk something down there and then you move on. And I'm really militant about like, it is for whatever you're doing right now and decor. And that's it. It's not for storage because you don't have a lot of it.
Well, it's true. You just got to keep, there's certain areas that you have to, just like we're talking about with the mudroom.
Mm-hmm.
If the mudroom is in utter chaos,
mm-hmm,
life getting out the door to school in the morning is utter chaos.
Yeah.
So that's the way it goes.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we will go to the mailbag.
Did you know that Taylor and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today.
We got a different kind of question this week, and I picked a few questions like this for the month about being real estate agents. So, Paige, what's one of the biggest challenges you've encountered in your years as a real estate agent? What's like hard about doing what we do?
So I think the greatest challenge is time management and maintaining a schedule and juggling multiple either clients, multiple listings, all at the same time. Because if you're doing a showing and someone's 20 minutes late and you've got a showing afterwards, it just sets your day up to be late, late, late. I find that to be the greatest challenge. And certainly the fact that you never really have a day off, because on a dime, your life can change and someone can say, hey, come to my house and let me talk through my real estate needs with you.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I agree with you on the time management piece. I think I've mentioned before, I built like a tool to help do this. That's kind of the every step from like meeting someone for the first time to, you know, after closing, like all the things that you have to do to keep this going along. And it sort of, you know, designed to automatically tell me what I've got to do each day for each of my clients. And that's been huge, because in the early days, you're like, I don't know, like, I don't want to drop the ball on anything. And I've got multiple people who are asking me for things and they all sound really urgent. And that's been, yeah, you're right. Managing your time is super important in this line of work. And I think that's one of the reasons that we separated ourselves, is we don't, you know, we don't really drop the ball on things because We've got tools, we've got experience to do it right.
And I think the thing that I realized after many years was it's very important to have a lead broker in each situation. You can always have someone help you.
Right.
But someone has to know who they need to reach out to in a moment's notice.
Correct.
And that is, I think, made it the team successful in managing people's expectations and taking care of people.
All right. Well, thanks for that awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you enjoyed this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.